Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC 7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone. I am Michael Finney. Thank you for downloading this week's Consumer Podcast. We have a lot to talk about. We've got some great Finney's Friday free stuff. We have a new car for those who the economy is not affecting, a good deal on European hotels, a bad deal for airlines, and we're going to begin with oil prices. Oil prices have been dropping most of this week. The last I checked, it's under $123 a barrel for oil. 6 months ago, that would have seemed unfathomably high. Now it seems way low, and that leaves consumers with a big question. When do I get the break at the pump? Here's the deal. It takes about 6 weeks from the time you hear of a price going up or hear of a price going down before you see it at the pump. So although prices have been dropping, it'll be 6 weeks from now when you will see it drop the most. And what we're looking at then here in California is regular gasoline around $4, maybe even slightly less. The big advice here is, don't go buy a big gas guzzler just because prices are down right now. I expect, by the way, this is my prediction, price is going to get near $3.25, $3.50 a gallon. It's going to stay there for a while, but because of pressure worldwide on the oil supply, prices are going to go back up. So take this bump in gasoline prices we've been dealing with all summer and look at it as the future and plan accordingly. Airlines, they've been canceling flights left and right for many, many reasons, and that now has consumers ticked off enough to sue. And as a matter of fact, the Associated Press is reporting a New York City lawyer is suing Delta Air for $5 million, claiming the carrier's incompetence and indifference left him stranded in Paris for 4 days last October. Thomas Mulhaney says Delta refused to let passengers rebook flights by telephone and instead forced them to head down to the airport and rebook there. He says he had paid $5,000 for 2 round-trip tickets and that Delta really wasn't there. He ended up flying home on American Airlines. Delta, he says, refused to reimburse him for the unused portion. I think the bigger picture here is that as airlines cut back and as airlines run into problems, and I believe this was because of a strike, consumers are not as forgiving. And it's going to be less about griping and more about suing. I believe we're going to see a lot of these types of cases against all of the airlines very, very soon. If you're lucky enough to have the money to afford a plane ticket to Europe, because they are quite expensive now, as you know, the problem is, once you get there, staying at a hotel is amazingly expensive. The euro, a single euro, costs you about $1.50. Well, hotels there are beginning to hurt because Americans aren't showing up, and other people around the world too, but mainly Americans. And so a company there called World Hotels, which has hotels all over Europe, Germany, Italy, Belgium, Austria, Spain, has a new program called Stay in Europe, Pay in Dollars. Again, the name of the company is World Hotels. I expect many other hotels to show up with the same type of deal. And basically what they're saying is, if you're from Europe, you're going to pay in euros. So if it costs 150 euros a night, you're going to pay 150 euros. But if you're from America and you've got dollars, you can pay $150, which means you're getting it at about a third off. I expect other hotels will be following this same deal or something close to it, something to look into and think about when you're planning vacations. The federal minimum wage. Oh, boy, you would have thought it would be huge. How many people were going to get the 70-cent an hour raise? If you listen to the national media, it was this huge big deal. It's not. The portion of hourly workers paid the federal minimum wage has fallen from 15% in 1981 to just slightly over 2% today. Why? No one's working for that little money. It barely worth showing up. So states have federal minimum wage. Doesn't have federal. State have state minimum wages. Counties, cities. The minimum wage nationwide is much higher than $5.85. It moved from $5.85 to $6.55. I want you to ask yourself, what's the possibility you could get a babysitter for $5.85 in the Bay Area? Well, it's like that in a lot of places around the nation. So you've heard about this big increase in minimum wage. It's a joke. It's a joke. A few people are making that, but almost none. Okay, for those of you who are not making minimum wage, General Motors, boy, is this gutsy. They are unveiling a brand new Corvette. It's called the ZR-1 Corvette, and it is going for more than $100,000. Base price is actually $103,000. Boy, I'll tell you, that is some pretty rare air. But this is quite the rare car. It's a limited edition, and it goes 200 miles an hour. At least reports I've read say that. Pretty amazing. Finney's Friday free stuff. It's a good one. You'll need to log on to abc7news.com to get into it. But what you're looking at is one free Carl's Jr. Monster Breakfast Sandwich. These things are a good deal, but you might as well get one for free. And then we have some Sun Sweet Ones, and they're individually wrapped prunes. These have been a very big giveaway in the past, so you might want to get in on that. Well, that's it for this week's Finney's Friday free stuff and this week's podcast. You can check out my reports every weekday on the 5 and 6 o'clock news. I'm also on The View from the Bay every Monday and Friday. So tune in. And, of course, if you need consumer help, go to the website, abc7news.com, click on 7 on your side, and let me know what your problem is. Well, that's it. Goodbye, everybody.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.